And we welcome back Mr. Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Great to have you back in the tropics, Andy.
Ed, it's great to be with you. I guess you want to know what's going on in the fabulous Florida Keys and Key West.
The fabulous Keys.
Well, let's get right to the action then here. First of all, you know, Ed, we don't talk about fishing tournaments a lot on our Arts Beat reports, but we do want to talk about the Key West Fishing Tournament. Why? Because it's celebrating its 50th anniversary, the golden year. And there's 37 different species of fish that are targeted during these months. It's a free tournament, by the way. You can weigh your catches at several different tackle shops in the Lower Keys and Key West, or register your witness releases. And this tournament really is about releases, by the way. There's divisions for men, women, junior anglers, and even peewees. Everybody gets a certificate noting their catches, and they qualify for a variety of prizes. In its lifetime, this tournament has awarded more than 50,000 certificates to anglers around the world. In Key West, through October 30th, it's a sense of place. The exhibition of the late artist Richard Kimball, it showcases his woodcuts, sculptures, ink on papers, collages, and oil pastels, being organized by the Florida Keys Council of the Arts, and it's a freebie. And it's each weekday from 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the historic Gatto Building, 1100 Simonton Street. The Sanctuary Classic Fishing and Photo Contest, of course, the Florida Keys is famous for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. And there's a National Marine Sanctuary Photo Contest that goes on through September 7th. And you can register your photographs for free on the Sanctuary Classic website. This weekend in Key Largo, the Upper Keys Reef Crawl showcases the beautiful reefs of Key Largo and Alumbrada. You can take part in hands-on seminars by the Coral Restoration Foundation and the Reef Environmental Education Foundation. On Saturday in Key West, the late summer luau, Key West Burlesque is presenting its hottest event of the summer at the Mellow Ventures Death by Taco. That's located at 1605 North Roosevelt Boulevard. Florida Keys and Key West Museums and Attractions Weekend. Ed, we got to talk about that.
Oh, why? Yes, please.
Why?
Well, because WLRN is taking part.
Exactly. It is being organized by WLRN in partnership with the Monroe County or the Florida Keys and Key West Tourist Development Council. It is next weekend, August 28th to 30th. A number of different museums around the Florida Keys are offering up special deals, two-for-one packages, all kinds of different offers there. You can go to the WLRN.org website and simply click on the Florida Keys and Key West Museum and Attractions Weekend banner to print out the pass. On Sunday, August 30th in Key West, talking about one of those museums, the Key West Art and Historical Societies and Key West Concerts will be presenting Music at Martello series. This will be at the East Martello Fort at 3501 South Roosevelt Boulevard. Coming up to begin just before Labor Day weekend, we're talking about September 2nd to the 7th in Key West. It is the 6th annual Key West Brew Fest. There will be more than 150 different beers and microbrews on tap. It's an annual event that benefits the Key West Sunrise Rotary Club of the Conch Republic. There will be beer dinners, beer brunches, happy hour parties, pool parties, late night parties, seminars, and of course, the signature tasting festival event. Also that weekend, Ed, September 4th to the 6th in Marathon, it's the Hero Salute Tribute Weekend. That'll be at Hawks Cay Resort on Duck Key. It'll be honoring our military, fire and rescue, law enforcement, and medical personnel. There'll be a special Labor Day weekend event that will include an all-American barbecue, a Heroes Tribute, country music, and even a fireworks show. On September 8th in Alamorada, the Keys History and Discovery Center presenting the Writing Historical Fiction with author Vanessa LaFay. Ed, if you're a teacher in the state of Florida, you have a great deal for you, and that's in Key West at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Auditorium, September 8th through October 18th. You'll get in free. Other events to talk about in September, Ed, September 10th to the 13th, the Woman Fest Key West. It's an event for lesbians and their friends. All types of activities, including dance parties, poolside gatherings, sailing and snorkeling, live music, and comedy performances. Lionfish Derby for divers, Ed, that's September 12th in Key Largo at John Penny Camp Coral Reef State Park. Ed, lionfish is an invasive species. We do not want them in our waters. They have no natural enemies, so the only way that we can control their populations, basically, is for man to go out there and spear them. And the great thing about lionfish is that they're actually very good on the dinner table. And so this event will offer up a lionfish tasting to help conclude the event at the awards ceremony. September 14th to the 20th throughout the entire Florida Keys. Can you say bikers? Because it's the 43rd annual Phil Peterson's Key West Poker Run, and it's throughout the entire Keys. We get some 10,000 bikers that ride down the Florida Keys Overseas Highway to raise money for charity. In Alamorada on the 17th, it's the Morada Way Arts and Cultural District's third Thursday Art Walk. Also in Alamorada on Saturday, September 19th, the third annual Alamorada Swim for Alligator Lighthouse. You can compete in this 9-mile round-trip swim race from the shores of Alamorada to Alligator Lighthouse, either as individuals or two-person or four-person teams. This is a great event, Ed. I believe last year they had some 375 swimmers that competed in this epic swim.
Wow.
And, Ed, you can't use water wings. I'm sorry.
Oh, shucks.
Ed, many more events left in September, but we do want to mention two events coming up here in October. First of all, the Humphrey Bogart Film Festival. That's October 21st to the 25th. That will feature Stephen Bogart, the son of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. All types of different events. And, of course, many of Bogart's films will be screened. And then finally, in Key West, October 23rd through November 1st, it is the 36th annual Key West Fantasy Fest, an outrageous 10-day costuming and masking celebration. The 2015 festival theme is All Hallows Intergalactic Freak Show. And more details for Fantasy Fest and all of the other events that we've talked about and many more that we haven't had time to talk about on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
That's the always informative Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. And thank you so much for all of that info, Andy.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great weekend.
And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Caroline Berrader-Watts, sitting in for Ed Bell, our producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine, performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer, and the wonderful Andy Wagner is our technical director. I'd like to thank our contributors, Judith Bishop, of course, Andy Newman, we just heard from, and Norman Van Aken. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us event information at 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd love to hear from you. Monday at 1 p.m. we'll feature Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Thanks so much.